Morning. Time to get up. Come on. Did you have a good sleep? You were really out of it, but I've made you some coffee. It's downstairs. Oh, last night? Well, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. What? Are you embarrassed? Did you think I tricked you somehow? Don't be ridiculous. I think you're a little bit confused. You were really tired. It happens. I guess, I don't know, you saw me undress, and being so close to my hips and my breasts just kinda took you back a little. You just felt like a confused little boy, staring up at his mother, suddenly wanting it all so, so bad. You didn't even realize how much you wanted me to say that word. The M word. You know, mummy. Yes, that one. Such a powerful word. It triggers something for you, doesn't it? No wonder you were so desperate to feed from me. You couldn't help it, could you? Oh goodness, you're blushing. Yes, I fed you last night. From my breasts, and you just fell asleep in my arms. So peaceful. But it's a new day, so let's not worry about any of that. Just a slip of the mind. We have a lot to get ready for today, and I need you to help me out with a few things, alright? So let's not fuss over your little lapse of concentration and get ready, okay? You should probably get changed and put some clothes on. Some proper clothes this time. I don't want you wandering around in those pajamas. What? Why are you pouting? Huh? I don't care how much you love them. Excuse me, mister. I bought them for you. Yes, I did. Because you wouldn't stop asking and asking at the shops. Are you getting a bit confused again? You were tugging at my arms, and that's also when you called me mum for the first time. I didn't think much of it, though. But let's not do any of that today, okay? I need a grown-up, so no temper tantrums. No more of this childishness, please. And this idea of getting so confused and wanting to drink from mummy's boobies is because of some mind game is just absurd. Yes, it's crazy. Alright, so you agree? Good. So, when you're ready, and ready to dress like an adult, I'll meet you downstairs. Okay. Oh, there you are. So, you've managed to upgrade from Captain America pajamas to jeans and a tee? Well, I guess I didn't realize I had a teenager in the house with me. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, having to wake you up on a Saturday morning. Even teenagers need to learn how to cook, huh? So, come on, grab a knife. Why don't you let me use that one? I have a smaller one here for you. All I need you to do is cut an onion, okay? We could chat while we prep. Very good. So, a little later on, I have a couple of friends coming over. That's who we're cooking for. I kind of hoped you'd be out of the way by the time they got here. Is that okay? I don't mind if you want to head out. Maybe see some friends or something. Hey, maybe you could go find that girl in the toy store and tell her that I'm not really your mom, and that you're totally allowed in town all by yourself. Oh, come on, I'm kidding. How is she to know? You were just so cute and convincing. I still remember how you waved at her when we left. You never know. Maybe she'll believe that you really are a teenager. Or you could go upstairs and play Nintendo while I hang out with the girls. Just no loitering at the bottom of the stairs, okay? They're coming over for girls' time. No boys allowed. And plus, how are we supposed to talk about you and giggle about how cute you were last night if you're listening in? Alright, I'm kidding, I'm sorry. Right. So, let's take that onion and put it in the pan with the tomatoes. That's per- Oh dear. Did the sauce just splash onto you? Come here. Let me get that. It's on your cheek. Really? How do you manage these things at home when you're alone? Your t-shirt is just covered. Wipe your hands on my apron. Come on. There we go. Step a little closer for me, okay? Very good. Oh my. My blouse. Is that? I think it's a patch of milk from my nipple. I've heard that leaking can happen after a feed sometimes. But you needed a feed last night and the milk just came. Oh. This is embarrassing for you, isn't it? No one wants to hear about their mom talking about her breast milk so much, do they? But your lips just latched onto my nipple so easily. And you fed from me. And you fell into a deep slumber, remember? It's just so funny, a few minutes ago, you hated the idea of being as young as a teenager. Now being a teenager just seems so grown up, doesn't it? Why would a teenager need to feed from his mom? Well, that's because you're not, are you? You're my boyfriend, right? Of course you are, silly thing. That's why you have such a clumsy erection. I assume you know what to do with such a thing. Oh, I bet you've talked to your friends about it. Fucking me in every which way, haven't you? You do know how to fuck me, right? Where it goes and where it hold me? How to please me? Of course you do. Such a big grown-up man. Well, aren't you going to take your clothes off? That's right. There we go. Very good. Look how excited you are. Quickly now. If you're not naked soon, I'm just going to assume that you're a little boy who has no idea what he's doing. Oh, very, very good. Well done. Completely naked for me. Very good. Well, I'm glad we've established you know what to do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to finish this meal for my friends. You didn't think we were going to have sex, did you? In the kitchen? Yes, well, I can very well see that you're completely naked. And yes, I can see that you have an erection. Am I supposed to be impressed? Oh, that must be one of my girlfriends calling. Stand still while I take this. Hey, how are you? Yep, everything's going great over here. Well, I guess we're actually a little bit behind. I asked you know who to help with our meal, and you could probably guess what happened. Yes, he has no idea what to do. Managed to make a mess right from the get-go. Oh, you really should have seen him. All morning, he's been all over the place. I don't think he knows if I'm his girlfriend or his mom. Actually, he's standing here with me right now. In his birthday suit. Uh-huh. Yes, blushing. So, what do you think? Could I send him out later? I know he'll do as I say. Or maybe he could be my sweet, sweet little boy. Think you'd like to see that? Oh, he's ever so good. He gets confused so easily. Uh-huh. Okay, you got it. Well, I'll get things ready and I'll see you a little later, okay? Bye. Well, it seems like Auntie wants to spend some time with her new favorite nephew. I guess we'll just have you around, being such a good little boy for us. Playing with your toys and being just so, so adorable. You think that sounds nice? No? You're a teenager? Don't you think the time for that has passed? Can't you hear it in my voice? That's right, it's my mummy voice, isn't it? Oh, and you really, really like it, don't you? It makes you feel so squirmy and fidgety and nice. I guess you were a teenager for a little while. Maybe another day, okay? You'll get to do that, but not today. No, 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 my little boy. Teenagers don't lay their heads in their mummy's chest and cuddle in so close, do they? You just can't help but want to be so close to me, can you? You can, it's okay. Maybe you'll even be feeding from mummy when your aunties show up. And they'll just coo over you and talk about how sweet you are. Maybe you'll even manage to look up from my breasts and see them. But I wouldn't be surprised if you're just in a little bit of a haze by then. It's okay. You did so well being such a big boy for so long today. So, let's see. I don't think I even need to remove my apron, do I? You seem to like it. I can just unbutton my blouse. And there it is. No need for a bra today. But you like it when they're free like that, don't you? Oh, such a good boy for mummy. You'll do anything for me, wouldn't you? Come here, little boy, it's okay. My friends will be here soon. And we want you to be completely lost in your little world. You could sit at my feet while we talk and listen to the big words we use. Mummy's here. Look at mummy's boobies. They're so soft, aren't they? Look at them, right there. Right there in front of you. With just a drop of milk there, ready for you to taste. That's it. Come closer. Put your lips right there. Ah, there you go. Such a good boy. You drink from mummy and wait for your aunties to show up. I can't wait to see you. Oh, yes. You're such a good boy. Do you feel relaxed now? Yes. Get comfortable in mummy's lap. You don't need to worry about a thing anymore. I'll take care of you. All you need to do is just get comfortable. And drink all the milk you want.